And coming up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz on the Net, it's the, well, September 14th, 2023 show, which is a flashback to August 6th, 2015. Thursdays are customarily, or they're becoming customarily, flashbacks, because it usually involves me being too lazy or exhausted to do anything else. We'll see. We're going to be covering in this, or at least I did cover, and you'll hear again, a return to the Freedom Sleepers, one of the early Freedom Sleepers sleep out at City Hall. I think it's the fourth or fifth. I'm a little unclear. Looking through my notes, I'm finding it hard to catch a number, but it's probably mentioned in the netcast. Various interviews at the sleep out or thereabouts in the surrounding scene with Andrea, also known as Megan, vigilant freedom sleeper Lucero Luna, who calls herself the Statue of Liberty, beggarbacker Becky Johnson, Huff member from God knows when, Kevin, who later got arrested with me. I think it was in a subsequent sleepout. That's Kevin Rothwell. Israel, who photographer, who was also arrested, I think, during the next Freedom Sleepout, the next one in August on the, I think it was the 11th or the 12th, not sure. Then we had coming around over from Monterey County, Maxwell the Green Baron, who was one of a number of people who came from different cities to support the rights of the homeless in Santa Cruz. And finally, you're going to hear the reading of a story by Alice Slater, Hiroshima and the Persistence of Atomic Weapons, because this August 6, 2015 was indeed a Hiroshima Day. The 70th anniversary of the genocidal or just extremely murderous bombing of Hiroshima, with the destruction of a couple hundred thousand people, if you add also the Nagasaki bombing that followed on the 9th of August of 1945. And perhaps what's most interesting to me in terms of this, in terms of the local situation that is constantly under scrutiny in the netcast that I made, is the behavior of the police toward protesters and the homeless and what was going on there. So listen in and remember.